Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. It is 7:17, and this is the Thursday, February 15th regular meeting of the Finance Committee. And we have present in the room Bob Mora, Rodney Fournier, Rhea, and I forget your last name, Klein. I was going to say Rhea Silvia, but she was a character in Roman myth. So, and Amanda Gordon and Ross Lally, chair. And online, we have Jill Collins and Jim Rupert. And the telephone, I believe, is our clerk, unless it's somebody else. Ashley, is that you on the phone?
No, it's not. Ashley's not going to join us tonight. She just emailed me. It may be Amanda. I'm sorry. The other Ashley, not our clerk, but the other Ashley.
Is that the other Ashley?
Nope, it's Cassell Wynn.
Ah,
no, Cassell.
Hi, Cassell.
Hi. Hi.
We have Cassell. So Jill then is Ashley, our clerk, going to work from a recording then.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I'm still going to be taking some notes anyway, but just to help, if she's not here, then we have to just be sure to identify who makes motions and seconds and what the votes were and all that good stuff. So, any public participation? I'm looking, I do not see any public online or in the room. So, we will continue on to approval of the minutes, and we have 3 minutes to approve. One is for the January 18th regular meeting. And we'll start with that one if there's any questions or comments on them.
Chair, I move the adoption as presented.
So Bob Mora moved that we adopt those minutes for January 16th. I'm sorry, the
January 18th.
January 18th. As is, do I have a second? And Rhea seconded. Any further discussion? Then I'll ask for all those in favor. Aye.
Aye, Bob Moore votes aye.
So they're all, man, do you have a
Everybody.
question? You're saying yes. Okay. So then that was unanimous by all members present. So let's go on to the special meetings for Kappa, which was January 16th.
Under 6C, it's Sean Bailey, the name. Yeah, I think that's what.
C should be Sean Bailey.
Yeah, it just says Sean with question marks. He didn't know her.
Well, I forgot to go and change his name on that because I took the notes. So these are my notes.
Okay.
Because that was apparently the recording didn't work that night.
Okay.
So there was nothing for Ashley to work with. So I got that little note from Sue Ellen to, luckily I'd been taking halfway decent notes.
Good.
So please feel free to, don't blame Ashley. You can blame me for
that. No, I just noticed that. And I'm not sure how, I think it's spelled B-A-L-E-Y, but I don't know.
No,
it's what?
In 6A, it's a
Yeah, I thought I corrected it there because I just missed it, the
oh.
other ones, because
Oh,
I asked
okay.
Sue Ellen how to spell his name and I didn't get it in both places.
No, okay.
So I'll move that we approve the Finance Committee special meeting minutes from January 16th with the one change that in 6C we input the word Bailey next to Sean's name.
Do I have a second?
Yeah.
So Amanda made the motion and Bob Morris seconded it. Any further discussion? Seeing no hands up or any comments, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that passed again unanimously by all those present. Then let's go on to January 20, 5th. Again, the special meeting for Kappa. And this one, I believe Ashley did because I know I didn't do it.
I'll move the adoption as best presented.
Amanda, you have a question?
I'll second for the purpose of discussion.
Okay, so Bob Mora made the motion to approve as is, and Amanda seconded.
So discussion. Under number 4, the last sentence, it says, I recommended savings towards town hall improvements in the bonding project.
Ugh. Amanda, I'm sorry, we're on the
back page.
On the back page. Thank you. Okay, I got it. Yes.
I don't, that doesn't represent what I was intending to say. I just think I'd have to listen to the notes say exactly what I said, but it was more along the lines of like, do we want to consider, you know, putting money aside for future bonding projects? I don't know that I was necessarily talking just about the town hall. Like just knowing that there are a lot of capital needs coming in the future.
Because I remember that comment being more about the general need to do this as opposed to for just the town hall.
Yeah. So right. You want to change it to capital project, capital, a more generic.
Yeah, towards future capital improvement.
Why don't we do that?
And that was paragraph
4.
So 4.
Last one. Future capital improvement.
So do you want to amend your motion, Mr. Moore? Are you?
No, Matt, I'll amend my motion with that correction.
Okay.
I'll
all right. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the amended motions signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Again, unanimous by all those present. And then we can move on to some other agenda items. And I will do my best to share the screen and see how that works.
Was my guess.
Board of Ed wasn't included in the one that I sent everybody. So you may not have it, Ross.
No, I don't. Do you have it?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
And I'll have you share that one then since I can't.
Hold on 1 second.
And I know that Kristen will not be here.
Can you see it?
Yep. Rhea just made the comment that Kristen had sent a summary, and I don't recall seeing it. Oh, and I didn't. And so Rhea was just wondering if Casal was going to talk to it. Or Jill or somebody.
I don't have any information.
Well, then why don't we continue, Jill, with whatever you have, if you or Casale, if either of you want to talk to this. Because I do not have it, and of course, then I haven't had a chance to look at it.
The package itself that you guys got from us. Hold on.
Yep, that's the one that's up on the screen.
Yeah, I didn't have the meeting ID, so I just called in. I'm having network problems.
Oh, it's all the information is which for commentary.
Ross, you have it in your packets, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We have the packets. Yep. We're all sitting here looking at them again because I don't know about the others, but I did not have a chance to look at it.
Okay.
So I'm taking a look now.
Okay.
Ms. Amanda, question.
I mean, this seems like a departure from the norm. Usually it says they're still predicting to be on budget, right? So notice the last sentence says there's a projected budget under the expenditure of $261,896,000. So that's good to know now, right? Like, I feel like we've been much more than last year.
Yeah.
Budget telling before expecting any type of under expenditure. So good information to have.
Yep. But I'm sure Kristen would caveat that with this, things can change based on these special education needs and so the ever-changing landscape of the special education needs.
Correct.
Do you want me to move it at all? I guess I could get down to...
Oh, no, I'm just saying we have a transfer that was moved to budget $23,000 from electricity to repairs and maintenance for the pump, because we had talked about doing that sooner rather than later, I believe. So that would be, that was already explained last Kappa meeting. Factors that may attack the budget: special education, excess cost grant reimbursement was modified. I think the caveats in here are pretty standard and make sense, because they're about coverage for, you know, maternity, sickness, payouts for retirements, and so forth.
I think the comment on the excess grant reimbursement, that's, they had a big hearing on that today. That's the governor's proposed budget as opposed to what's coming out of the legislature, which basically hurts us. It's reduced from 76 to 7. So,
is that a general decrease or specific?
I don't know.
Bolton, I'm just saying the way the wording in here is currently projecting Bolton to receive 70%.
Right.
So I don't know if that's specific to Bolton or if that's across the board.
Well, it's paired. That's the thing. You don't, unless you get the bill, you really don't know how the hell they're doing that. What are you, bored out of your mind to do that? Yeah, good luck. I mean, I congratulate you if you understood it. I find it impressive. I'm
having trouble trying to find the ones that figure out the ones for the voting and stuff. Because they're all like some new stuff. And then, oh, by the way, let's go back to this other bill and take this section out and replace it with this, or just delete it, or just add this. And it crosses a whole bunch of different bills. And you have to just go and add them all together to see what's going on. So, Cassell, anything that you would say that we, you know, looks like it's something for us to take a look at other than those items there?
No, not at the moment. Not at the moment. And the excess cost, that's really just based on the last info that they had, that was before the governor's budget was out. And the last info was 70%, which is already lower than what we were supposed to get before. So it's a crapshoot.
No, like all of this stuff, because we're at the mercy of the legislature.
Yeah.
Not only with this, but you know, other aspects of a budget.
That one may have a shot of doing better, because it's just beginning a legislative process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else?
Nothing else from this side.
then, Jill, if you wanted to go into your revenue summary and all that other good stuff.
So do you want to bring it up or?
Well, I can share it. You don't.
Oh, no, it's up to you.
No, I just figured I'd be prepared just in case one or the other of us was having trouble. So it doesn't matter who does. If you've got it, great. Otherwise, I will.
It's like, I don't know if mine's because I took it off.
Let me try.
Yeah, mine's kind of, well, I guess you can see it, but.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah. So the current tax collection is at 100.85%. Motor vehicles is at 96.85% and supplemental 69.92%. And we're doing really good on prior years, 154.72% and 104.66% on the interest and fees. But the more we collect in that, you know that will be lower next year, but she's doing a great job of prior year collections. Yeah.
And that's one of those things that's good for this year and then not as good for next year because it's like you took it out earlier rather than later.
Right.
Or got it earlier rather than later.
Correct. I guess we'll go on to the next one.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a question here.
Let me see if I can make it. And does anybody have any questions on all of the other revenue? We're on target with everything. I haven't heard anything not coming in.
Yeah, because I know you and I had spoken, last week, and that there really weren't any real watch items on here at the moment.
Can I ask just one question?
Sure.
Bob?
Yeah. We had talked about, obviously interest that we're earning on our, the cash that we have put away. Have an idea what that might look like by the end of the year?
Well, it all depends on, obviously, the economy, but it's hard to tell because right now we're, every month that goes by, we have less and less money getting interest. I honestly don't know at this point where we're going to end up. And it all depends on, because we have some grants that are, use the money first and then get reimbursed too. So it all depends on how these projects go as to what we're going to collect for interest, because the LOTSIP and STEEP grants, we don't have that money. Right. That money, we don't get that money. We have to get reimbursed for that. We have to pay first, get reimbursed for those. So it really depends on those projects and how they go.
Last year, when you were setting the mill rate, I don't recall. Did you set a number of anticipated revenue coming in for this year?
Interest specifically? Or
yeah, from interest.
Yeah, that's over in the left. That's in the left-hand column, Bob.
Oh, right. That's
a sheet of paper.
Okay.
That was the projected.
Ah, got it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
He had no idea what the change was going on.
Yeah. Got it.
He brought in between last month and this month, 47.
Yeah, right. No, it's that now. I know. Yeah. I have all that. I'm just wondering, because that has played well in offsetting some of the increases we've had. That's why I mentioned it. It's going to be pretty critical this year, too, I think.
Yeah, but it looks like the Fed is either going to hold interest rates steady or possibly lower them slightly. So we should be looking at some interest rates, not necessarily quite as high as they have been, but not as low either. Because I heard that they're supposed to, you know, might be a little more certainty with the interest rates for the next year or at least.
Yep.
Rhea.
Could you just explain to me what the 2000 budget and balance through to revised forecast. That's where I see red numbers.
And which
I can't hear her if I'm supposed to answer this question. Okay. Sorry.
Do you want to move closer? So she...
The balance, the columns that have red numbers in them, balance due to adopted budget and balance due to revised forecast, what do they mean? I have no idea.
So if they're in red, they're actually over collected. We eventually the board will revise their revenue numbers. So that's why there's two columns that right now they have the same exact, well, there's two columns in the beginning and two columns in the end that have the same exact numbers. But once your revised numbers change, then those last two columns will show different numbers. But so the your it, red, you still have that to collect. The black numbers are what your over what our adopted budget number was. Did that help?
So in the first column, current property tax, $17 million are in the first three columns, and then 149. So why is that?
So your adopted and your revised are the same right now. Your collected is the $17,763,000. That's what we've actually collected so far. So we're above and beyond what we adopted by $149,099.05.
Yes, that basically the adopted budget represented our best guess at the end of last year. And then as we go through, we revise it according to what, you know, actually happens. And so right now we're running a surplus.
That'll continue, yeah. And a motor vehicle tends to catch up as the year goes on when you're forced to pay.
If you want to keep driving or not get in trouble or whatever. Any other questions? And if you want, then we can move on to the next topic. Now, this is the interest report. I think we, you, Jill, and I had discussed and that we had asked for. So this is good.
Yep. That is good.
You have fun when you're multiplying by 12.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So, why was there a decrease between August and September and then an increase back up for October? What do we usually, like, why did our, the amount in our fund go up between September and October? Is that a key, that when car taxes are, is that when something's due or?
No.
Basically saying it's fluctuating like 10,000.
So you want me to answer? So I moved money that was not in Chelsea Groton into the STIF account, which is making more than 5% interest.
That Jill is juggling several accounts to get the most interest while keeping the money, you know, fluid, you know, available. So that's what's going on.
And successfully.
Yes. Yeah, because you can't keep it all in the highest interest-bearing account, because then you won't have enough on hand to pay, you know, bills if they come due, and then that puts the town at risk.
That's great. Having money in STIF, doesn't move as fast as we having money in Chelsea Groton and paying bills. Moving it in and out of STIF is a process. So I have to be careful, keep us liquid, but try to get the best interest or the most interest I can for the town. So the money that's in STIF will stay there and keep continuing to get that interest. And then Chelsea Grattan will slowly go down. You know, the more, as months go on, the money will go down that we're getting that 4%, but we'll still be getting, you know, that same base plus the interest every month in STIF.
Any further questions? If not, then we can move on to the, what, question more? Question from Rhea is, this is going to be monthly, correct, Jill?
Correct.
Thank you.
And Bob's not here.
And Bob is not here.
Here we go.
And Jill and I spent about 10 minutes going over this so I could understand and explain it to Bob. And now he's not here. So, oh, well.
You weren't quite as brutal, Amanda. You know, you got to give it a little more.
Just Bob, thank you, because that's really what I was looking for. It's right there. Thank you. And it didn't need a whole lot of explanation. It's pretty much there.
Okay, let's continue on.
I think I found one.
Excuse me?
Okay, the town budget.
Yeah. So this is where Mr. Rupert can chime in, and Mr. Fournier, and all the other people here.
So you see one blue column there. And that is with waste collection. And that's because we believe that that account is going to be underfunded somewhere around $75,000 to $100,000. So we're going to be looking to move money around at some point to try to cover that shortfall. Everything else here is on track, and we are not we're not concerned about any other expenses that we are having at this point in time during the year.
Amanda?
Sorry. Yeah, I know we've talked about the waste before at this meeting and Board of Selectmen, but so that line item is showing up as 58% spent, and we're 58% through the year as of January 30th. So do we generally get more trash in the spring? Or no, like,
I'll answer that. No, that January isn't in this bill. Okay. It wasn't paid. I'm sorry. We're not 6 months in. There was some bills that weren't paid.
Okay.
So we're not halfway through or even. Yeah. There's.
And that's why it's like to take these numbers for you doing the year to year, the burn rate for this year compared to last year with a grain of salt, because a lot of it is timing when certain expenses come due, and they may be the same, you know, cycle as last year. Or they may be slightly different.
Right.
For both revenue and expenses.
It's just how they hit.
Yeah, and the other thing is that the transfer station will be opening up here shortly.
Right.
So we'll have those extra expenses of trucking and tipping for the recycling and the bulky.
And I got a pile in the basement that'll contribute to that.
Yeah, we all do.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I gotta buy my coupon for
it. At least on that one, there's some offset because you buy the tickets to bring it in.
Social media, it's like, did you know we get charged by the pound?
Any other questions for Jim? And move over to transfers, Jim.
Yep. None of these are extraordinary. There was a shortage in the tax collectors for payroll that we created a transfer for. There was some emergency repairs to a fire truck with an EGR valve that went bad. So there was a transfer in the fire department budget. Repairs and maintenance in senior services for repairs to the awning. and the highway department purchased a sander for the small plow truck, which is a one-ton pickup truck, so that we are better covered as far as equipment, and we're not repeating. You know, it was a duplication of efforts because it would be plowed, and then another truck would have to go back and sand. So this is much more efficient. And then we had an emergency repair to rescue 134 and ladder testing. And so there was another $6,000 transfer within the fire department budget from uniforms to, I think it was, repairs and maintenance. Any questions? Thank you.
And do we have anything under other for elected official and town staff reports?
I don't have anything else. I'm not sure if the first selectman does or not.
No, I don't have any.
No comments from the first selectman. So then why don't we move on to new business with our discussion on public communications and engagement, because we are going to be getting to our referendum, before we know it. And I think we had some previous talk about setting up a subcommittee to work on this. So I don't know this is meant to be kind of a free form discussion. So
I just had, some thoughts on what, I mean, you guys set it up before this year. The issue that's going to really complicate things is absolute change. Your base is different. So I was trying to think, what's a method that might make a little sense?
And like when one you say of them, the base, you mean the grand list?
The grand list.
Yeah, because it's a 27% right. increase.
Yeah. So right off the bat, there'll be a totally new mill rate, unless you know what you're doing. But I thought one of the things that the public should know, as you did in the past, all right, how much, what's the increase on the education side? What's the increase on the non-education side? Those are straightforward numbers. Everybody understands. And on the debt side, those are the expenditures. And then in there, we should also have, what offsets do we have? In other words, return funds. And then that tells you what
return funds, interest, income,
whatever, fees, and any surplus from
grants,
from both the Board of Ed, town side. That leaves us with, okay, this is what we have to raise in taxes. It might be interesting to say, all right, what, this is the percentage thing, based on the old grand list, what would that mean? So you'd have some idea of, if everybody's assessment was raised equally, that would tell you where it would be, but it doesn't. That's the issue. And there's no way you're going to be able to explain that issue other than you take that projected.
Because all we can do is the aggregate, the large number. We can't figure out for individuals.
Right. You can't. And that's pretty much it, right? That's my thought.
Amanda.
The approach last year,
we put in
those exact numbers, but then we didn't put in a percent increase necessarily, not very explicitly on the front page, this percent increase in mill rate, right? And so I got a lot of feedback from the public that it was deceptive to show the percent increase in each of the budgets, but not the percent increase in mill rate. But like the reason I purposely didn't do that is because it's a multiplier, right?
Right, it's a multiplier.
It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Well, especially this year, because you might, with the significant increase in the grand list, there's the possibility the mill rate could go down a bit and people will still pay the same or more.
And so I feel like we just have to figure out a way to explain it, and maybe it's a slide or a page on explaining.
Well, that's why I had that's the most complicated aspect of this thing. Is
none of this is a sound bite. It's
no
all requires a it's like moving pieces. What?
I'll find one for you. Yeah, I was gonna look. I just
You know, like they can have some places, some organizations, some towns might have a training video that you could show that simplifies the whole.
I found some.
Go online, you hunt them.
Here, but
yeah.
No, you did.
They used to explain it to
you. Oh, yeah, because.
Yeah. It's, you know, even with cartoons, they have
time to
say. Yeah. No, it's like there's a number of moving pieces, and it's basically this is what we get for income from these different places. This is what the Board of Education needs to spend. This is what the Board of Selectmen needs to spend. And so then you have the difference that's left over, and where does that come from? If we're lucky, you know, it gets covered by a lot of other sources of income. If we're not, then you know what? It comes out of that magic pocket of
increase
our, you know, comes out of your pocket, right. Our pockets.
Yeah.
Just, it's because we can't print money the way the feds do.
In terms of the, if we want to form a subcommittee, I think that subcommittee's got potentially two tasks, right? I think we talked about last meeting, like long-term goals as it relates to communication and the packet we want to send out to the public,
yeah.
Which may include stuff that we haven't done historically, like mailing out the budget calendar and stuff other towns have done, right? And that's a long-term goal and plan. I don't think at this point this year,
no,
we're going to be able to tackle any of that at this point. So I think we have to first focus on how we share information about this year's budget. And then after this year's budget is done, hopefully spend time during the summer months and early fall putting together the plan so that we can have a more robust communication, yeah, structure going into next year's
budget cycle. And hopefully people will be available this summer. They weren't last, so. Because we try.
I work all summer, so I'm here.
But no, I would
not. That makes a difference.
No, what I'm just saying, you definitely do need to put it. It's something that you have to do in the months where we're not doing the other stuff.
Right.
I think we have to. The numbers are important, but I think we have to tell the story, and that's what we haven't been doing, right? Like, what is this getting you? What is our org chart in the town? What are the services that you get, right? We need a little bit more of that, I think, so that people feel better about where their money is going. I think,
yeah,
we talked about the waste line item, right? People need to understand how their garbage impacts our expenses, right? It's the storytelling behind it that I think we just need to help, you know, the public understand.
Well, right now, because the focus has really been on the mill rate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. We don't want it higher. And, you know, and it's funny because it's going to go lower, but you're going to find there's another reason to complain because you're not paying less in taxes unless the other stars and planets align and you get additional revenue from the other sources. Mm-hmm. But I think that's true. You have to tell that story. Is what are you getting for this? And tie into what does Bolton want to do for the future? Because we're not just looking at it year to year. We're trying to look ahead and do some planning. Because there's a lot of big expenses that just don't happen all at once. You can't do them just like at home. You wind up having to take out loans for certain big ticket items. And when they're an investment, it's a good thing. But it also limits, like, you know, the other story to tell is our interest. You know, not our interest, our payments on debt. Because that was very informative when we look at that. And you see that if you want to do some more big projects, you've got to wait till about 6-7 years almost. But you have to start planning
for them. You start the projects prior, but you got to space it so that that's when the debt payment kicks in.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're in that 6 to 8 year.
Right.
HELOC, right? You spend money. You can't start a new project until you pay down the old debt, right?
Right.
I think we have to start explaining things in terms that people can relate to, right? And it's very similar to household
budget. Yeah, you pay down that existing debt, and then you'll have enough cash to take on some more, you know, take on some more debt to do other things.
I think that's really important for school education and town size budget, because people have to understand, say, well, we need this. I said, do you understand what this means? And that's the point. And you understand that this person needs that. This person needs that. We all need.
Yeah. and they're all true at the same time.
Right. And so, it's not that these aren't things that we could have, should have, but the thing is, we can afford to have.
Yeah. And I think that's the discussion to have, is that there are a number of truths that are valid at the same time, and they just can't all be funded at the same time.
Right.
Because there are, they're all valid, they're all true, but we just can't do them all. And the other thing too is, if you
say, this is why.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, if you want to do this stuff, then you're going to have to pay more one way or another.
Right.
And if you don't want to do it now, you will pay for it more later. You know, especially like maintenance on buildings and stuff, which is one thing I really want to make sure we don't let fall, because then you'll wind up with other things being like the old, you know, the municipal building, the old center school.
The more buildings you build, the more maintenance you
have. Yes. Amanda.
One thing I would like us to try and make sure happens this year is that I'm hoping that if the budget
yeah.
I do want us to put out, I'm hoping we can put out a revised, simplified, like a revised presentation again for every referendum. And I would like for people to be able to see the original and then the changes, because I, you know, something I found frustrating is once the new budget comes out, the old budget's gone. But I think people want to see the change, right? See that we've implemented a cut, or and to be able to understand that and look at
that impact. I mean, we do it with the agendas and stuff for meetings. You don't drop all the previous right. ones off. So we should really be able to do that for the whole cycle of, you know, the whole referendum cycle. So they know this is what went into the town meeting. This is what happened after the town right. meeting and went to you to vote on the first time. And then hopefully not, you know, there's not another one, but if there is, these are the changes that, you know, we collectively made. Because
yep.
I think it helps them understand, like, yeah, we actually did listen
mm-hmm.
and tried to do what we can, you know, but we also hear what you say you need. And if you want these, then you have to pay for things.
Mm-hmm. So I'll make a motion that the Board of Finance creates a subcommittee focused on public communication and engagement.
I'll be happy to second it. I honestly don't have the time to serve on it, and I'll be candid to say I can't.
Oh, I will be available. Let's see, Bill, we have a motion and a second. So the motion was by Amanda. The second was by Bob Mora. And do we have any further discussion about the need for a subcommittee to go and do communications and longer term planning?
How many members you can have on it?
Well, Amanda's going to be at least one of them, and I will be on it.
Three would be a good number.
Three.
Yeah, that's what I think. If
not me, then you like, I think actually our new guy, Chris, who's not here.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have, right, just what we think. We're set up nicely so we can have a nice input from the various aspects of this committee, yeah. from the elected ones to the appointed ones and from the Board yeah. of Ed and Townside.
And I agree. I think three would be a good number.
Yeah.
You don't want fewer than that, and you don't want too many more, because then it's the whole finance.
And you committee. Don't want an even number.
yeah.
No.
So three would be a good number. I don't really think we've had that any problems with coming to a, you know, an agreement on stuff. So I would be less concerned about it, because I found that the previous board in this. No, I mean, sometimes it is a good thing to do, except then somebody's out and you wind up with an even number again.
Yeah.
But
I saw an exact question asked at a meeting where they're training AI, and this thing came up with the format for you using your information.
Oh, yeah. I have stayed away from AI, but I think we need to.
It was done in
2 minutes.
Oh, I know.
Just do ChatGPT, GPT, yeah. Hey, could you do a whole budget for us? Just ask.
Pull together a budget presentation for the public.
Yes.
To me, it's very, very get buy-in from the community, so we have one vote, because we're very stressed out about our resources are very diminished for voting. So it's going to be a tough year.
Well, it's a challenge with anything that involves volunteers. I know the mm-hmm. fire department is also going with similar challenges. Anything that relies on volunteers, it's really a challenge, because it's more of the older people who volunteer and the younger people are busy with their lives. And if you want to pay them, they're not necessarily available. So it's a real challenge across the board.
To what?
You can be, oh, but you miss old. I mean, we've got people in their 80s. You just keep going till you can't do it anymore. Yeah. We've had 16-year-olds. And the only, so some we have a challenge because they work, they want to do their volunteer work for the high school, and, you know, and then you wind up, well, we have to pay you for fair labor laws because you actually are working here.
And
so
you only work one day.
Right. But no, 16 and up.
You could, yeah,
market to the high school. Yes. You can't use it as community service. You have to be compensated.
You have to pay.
Yes, I think we, I don't know if call the one we had last year.
I didn't know
a year or two ago.
I didn't know you guys had a union that you pushed that through.
I wish. So any further discussion? I'm not hearing any. Then all those in favor of doing a subcommittee for communications signify by saying aye.
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 I don't know.
Oh. Yeah. Aye. So it's unanimous by those present members present of the board, a committee, whatever the hell we are now. So I will.
When do we want to populate that?
Well, you got you and me so far. So then it's who else? I thought you were.
I thought you were taking two, one from the selectmen and from the finance.
I know Ashley is interested.
I just think she has a lot.
She did help last year.
Yeah.
I'll see if she.
Let's see.
When's our next meeting?
Ashley is. She's on a trip right now. That's why she's going to try to call in and attend the meeting that way. It was an unplanned trip. So,
all right.
Yeah, but I'm sure she'll be back. So
we can do some outreach because it won't constitute a meeting or anything that we need to worry about, because it's really just that. And if we do get together, then, we can just post a meeting for people to attend if they want to attend.
I guess all I'm saying is that we won't be forming a subcommittee until at least 3/21. Then, so we can't meet before 3/21.
Well, we could certainly do it. Start talking beforehand. No, we've already got at least 2/3 of it.
We've got a template.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we want to do that? Do we want to appoint the two of us? And then we can appoint a third member.
They're volunteers. Do you have to be appointed or just?
I thought we had to vote on who's getting appointed to subcommittees now. And that's fine. Cool beans.
It can be, quote, ad hoc subcommittee. I knew I could spit it out. I'm sorry. But
yeah, and the only thing is, if we do meet, we just need to publish the date if we're meeting.
Right. That's all.
You know, all of us. All right, then let's move on. This came up with Kristen Heck asked me to bring this up to the health insurance fund and its disposition, which I know it's like we've talked about it on and off. And I believe that it really is in the hands of the selectmen as to the disposition of it. So we just wanted to have a discussion about it. And then that way there still is time for. I don't know what strings are attached to it, how quickly you can dissolve it or whatever, even should you, on the Board of Selectmen choose to. So if we, if you were to, again, then it's like, how long does that take and what would you do with that? How would those funds be disposed of?
Jim had recalled the last board voting to hold off on doing anything for 2 years, but I don't recall the time frame. I was at that meeting, but maybe it was.
My recollection is that we discussed it and the board voted to hold off on doing anything with that fund for a period of at least 2 years until they were absolutely certain that we were not going to diverge from the state health insurance plan. And that fund is set up in accordance with ordinance, and the Board of Selectmen control that fund. And should they decide to disband the fund, those funds go into the general fund in accordance with the ordinance. Bob, is that what you remember, Bob?
Right, yeah, you're right.
So when,
yeah, you were there, Amanda, too, at that meeting.
So when was that decision made? When you're saying two years?
Last year.
It was last year.
So we have 2 years to go.
But the ordinance was done, I believe, in 15 or 16, the ordinance right. originated.
Oh, the ordinance.
I think that's accurate. Right.
So then what I'm hearing is the decision to wait 2 years was made, the Board of Selectmen made that year. Into like the end of 23 or middle of 23.
Yeah, I think the reality is that, you know, there is some, there's been some discussion amongst the members of the board, at least the last board, not this board. And there is some disagreement as to how they feel those funds should be used. Some members of the board believe that, you know, these are funds that were put together by the staff from staff paychecks and not from the taxpayers. And that somehow or another, those funds should be utilized to benefit the staff, both at the Board of Ed and the town in some way over time. And others feel that they have met their obligation to the staff by providing health insurance and that, you know, the town is entitled to those funds. So it's not, I don't think when the fund is disbanded, I don't think it's going to be quite as simple as, you know, what everybody thinks it could be. I think the board has to have a lot of conversation and they will have to make some decisions about, you know, what they do. And there may be funds there that are due to others outside the town, from what I recall.
Could you explain what you mean by that?
Well, I it seems to me that some of the funding that is in there is from the town of Canterbury and may need to, some of that funding may be due back to the town of Canterbury.
That's correct. It's very convoluted. This is when we became, when we were a consortium with Canterbury, with Canterbury, Thompson, I believe, a few other towns.
Yeah, there were five or seven, I don't recall. Yeah.
I think there were seven towns, but but that fund is also due money from individuals. So the Board of Selectmen are going to have to decide. I mean, we owe Canterbury some money, but there's money that's owed that fund from employees that we have to decide whether we're going to just let it wash or if we're going to pursue that money that is owed to it. So there's a lot to talk about. Amanda, what do you think?
We didn't automatically take this quote unquote premium out of their paychecks.
It's not that simple. No.
Oh.
Nope. It's not a premium. No, it's very convoluted. It's a mess. Yep.
Without even remote numbers, it's a very moot conversation.
Yeah.
So I guess to that point.
They owe you $30. They owe you $3.
It's more than $30. What's owed to us? What we owe Canterbury, I believe it's $295.
Just,
we owe them, yes. But
yeah. So I think that sounds like an easy one to just.
Right. But the selectmen have to, we have to have the conversation with the selectmen.
Yeah,
what we owe them.
I think that's an easy conversation.
Well, absolutely, without a doubt.
Well, it sounds like there's some things that are simple in this that you can start chipping away at and reduce some of the complexity, like that $294 or whatever. Just write Canterbury, read to write Canterbury a check. And okay, good, little victory. Let's celebrate. And then
works for me. Takes it, gets it off our books, but yes.
How much is in there, Jill? Is it like
about $178,000?
It's not a bad amount.
So the issue that I raised that I talked to Jim about previously that we need to keep our eyes on because the audit falls under us is that the auditor actually flagged this on our last audit as an issue, saying that we didn't have proper protocols in place for this fund, but we do, so because it's in the ordinance. So.
The problem is that we no longer use it as the type of fund that it is, and it's going to have to be reported in a different area because we're not using it as a self-insured fund anymore.
It's just a pool of cash. The problem isn't
that we have an ordinance. He knows that. The problem is that we're hanging on to this money and doing nothing with it, and it's classified as a health insurance fund, that we're not doing that anymore. That's more the problem now.
That would be the issue. And so I think you would need to reclassify it. And then you still have the issue. That's simplified. That's another little victory. It takes care of the auditor's concern. And then you have to still figure out what to do with it. So here's another question. People put money into this. And does this account also include interest on the principal that people contributed?
The interest would just go to the it wasn't made to collect in or earn interest. This fund was not set up to earn interest. So again, the only thing at this point in time, other than if we leave it as is, or we have to put it in the general fund and then all the interest becomes general fund interest. So because the only thing that the Board of Selectmen can do is leave it as is or put it in the general fund, because that's what the ordinance says. Case closed. We can't. I guess they could pick a new project for it, but the ordinance right now says it goes in the general fund.
Or they could adjust the ordinance.
Correct. Exactly.
So my concern is that it comes up as a minor finding on our audit with the way it's currently sitting on the books.
It's just...
Is it something that can be just to make a decision about and take care of it?
You can also respond back to the auditor to explain this is our position, this is why it's here, and if you don't like it, we'll gig us again next year. I mean, I don't mean to put it off, but the issue is, okay, how, and Jim touched on it, but how do you redistribute the funds back to the individuals or not? And that, because some of these individuals no longer are with us.
Correct. But also it was taken on a pre-tax basis, so it gets really ugly.
That's the other side of that
scheme. Oh, so it's pre-tax?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really complicated.
So if you get it back, then they owe taxes.
And they owe taxes on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even work with town anymore.
Well, you could still give it back to them.
Well, anyways, these are discussions the Board of Selectmen is going to have to have and come up with a long-term plan for this.
My suggestion would be you not to wait the whole 2 years. So just start talking about it, and you can set your goal to have it disposed of by the end of like 2026. It sounds like it's going to be needed for FY 26 to 27. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Why is it needed for that year?
I'm just saying, because you said we're not going to do anything with 2 years. And that was the end of 23. So that 2 years is up at the end of 25. And then you're into fiscal year 26 to 27. So
I think I agree with you, Ross. It's a complicated enough issue that you know, we need to be thinking about it and talking about it so that we develop a plan.
Yeah, because it sounds like, yeah, it's a pain in the butt to deal with it, and it's easier not to, but it just, you ought to just clean it up and chip away at it little by little. Like I said, okay, Canterbury gets there, done. Count that as a victory. Can we rename it, redesignate, you know, what the purpose of this is now? If we can, great, then that's another victory. Then we'll start chipping away at the other little pieces of it. I agree with you, it's a mess. And we should just also learn from it and hopefully not get ourselves into something like that again.
It's really not a mess. It's not a mess. This fund was developed for our self-insured dental. So it's really not a mess. It's just, we chose to not be self-insured anymore. So it's the mess came when we were in the consortium with the other towns, and we had to, because it was a HRA, people couldn't get HSA money. So yeah, we had to give them HRA money. And besides the town of Bolton, the only other town that did that was Canterbury. And Canterbury overpaid us for what was taken out of the Imprest account. So that's why we owe them. But that, it's just because they intermingled the HRA money. That was where the rub came. And then Canterbury just overpaid. Yeah. But other than that, it's really not a mess at all.
All right.
This is complicated.
It's
complicated. Yes, it's very complicated.
I like that term, complicated.
Sounds like a song.
Complicated. Okay.
Yes. So let's continue on to the ongoing business, which is discussion and possible action on the budget calendar dates.
So let me pull them up because
there's any
some that are not our regular dates that I have reserved the town hall for, but we haven't voted on them as actual days to meet. So let me just pull that up.
Got some in black, red, and blue. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So the blue. Okay, let me see.
The red are the ones we have to have, if needed. Okay.
Yep. So the blue ones are just they're just guesses. The hold on. Let me just share.
Well, the blue ones sound like they're dates that are required by.
But they're not. That's the selectmen's. They vote on those. We don't have a choice on those.
Yeah.
So the black ones are a regular meeting. So it's the red that the ones in red are not regular meeting dates. Those I have reserved the town hall, but we don't have them voted on as meeting days. If you don't want to do it tonight, that's fine. But that's just what that stands for. The red is ones we have to vote on.
So black is regular meeting. Blue is dates that are required actions by the selectmen and other folks. And so it's just those other two right now, the red ones.
The blue ones we just put in as placeholders, but until the selectmen vote on the referendum and you decide your public hearing date, the red ones are the only other ones.
I mean, I guess coming from last year when we met so often, I'm getting agita only seeing two meetings after they present the board. Because yes, we need the final budget adopted, but we need to be ready for a public hearing. So between the 4/18 and potentially the 30th, we would need to like agree on the budget and have all the communications ready to go for the public hearing. And that's
right.
That's
yes, But by the same token, we hopefully have a little subcommittee doing some of this stuff in the background. We have the template from last year that we can work from. So then again, it begs the, you know, how much of the full board may, I think we might need one more in there for the whole board to approve, committee to approve some of this stuff.
Yeah. Like the 22nd, is that true?
We can do a template, a communication template. I'm more worried about Jill's time, right? Because Jill's the one who has to basically approve that whatever we put in our presentation is the accurate representation of the.
Yes.
And that was my issue last year with, you know, typing and being able to meet with Jill. And
so if you did that on the 22nd, you have 8 days, which is the public hearing.
On the 18th, yeah.
18th.
We would need to post materials for the public hearing. What day is the 30th?
We have to have them done, but that's the 26th, April 26th that has to be done by.
Oh, okay.
The filing date.
But not necessarily the
communications, because those are unofficial and not required by charter.
Correct, correct, correct. I agree with you, Amanda. Makes me a little nervous. I don't think it's enough together time to put it. Because you only really have 3 meetings, and I'm not sure, but of course, this isn't my committee, so, but I agree, I'm not sure that's going to
happen. I mean, some of what we had talked about, too, was if we don't have information, then just put in a plug, you know, plug in where you need to, and then don't agonize over it, because we've spent a lot of time in the past agonizing over relatively small numbers to plug into things where they don't really matter. You know, when we're talking about $5,000 or $10,000 and we spent like 10 or 15 minutes on it, it's really not worth it.
I mean, we put 418 because we felt like we would give the boards a month to come to us with any potential changes, right? Like, we didn't do anything earlier in March or April because they didn't have new information for us.
Right.
But yeah. It might be useful to have one just to debrief and say, like, how do we feel about the budget as it stands, not without any changes, so that going into the 418 meeting.
Well, I think you'd want to have a debrief before you go in there, just because we may not have any changes, but then we need to know what we're going to be explaining when you get to a public hearing.
Would we want to do one either the week following the presentations?
We can add meetings, Amanda, to this. So
we don't necessarily need to do it tonight, but I think I would say it's a good thing to think about.
I think at our next meeting, we definitely need to.
Because then that's only a month away.
It's best to have it. Because otherwise we end up having a marathon, and that tends to not work well, unless you guys do well with it.
No, but I mean, there's some of this stuff too, is we just have to accept the fact if we don't have any information, you know what?
You can't do it.
You go in there with, we don't have this yet. Here's the best guess for the time being, and then it'll be adjusted when we get it.
Yeah.
And then it's reflected, you know what? Some of the stuff will come in after the public hearing. We'll get the information, and then we make an adjustment, because we've explained to the public that we just don't have this now because we're waiting on grants and stuff from the state, and we're at their mercy.
You guys have done it before, so I'm just...
You know.
No, that seems like it might work.
As a potential a hold.
What day is that, a Tuesday? Thursday?
I missed what Amanda said. It was very garbled. I'm sorry.
She's asking if you wanted to maybe look at April 4th as a potential day.
I can do that. That's not a problem. I can do that for you.
Let's do it.
I can do it.
Because actually, to your point, it's better to have them there and then you free up the space than try to put it in later.
Correct. Right. No, I will look into that for you tomorrow.
So is there a need to vote? Do folks feel there's a need to vote on this? Because I'm fine with the two dates in red, I think, are good to have in there.
Yeah.
Do you want to just go and add that, just to put the date in for the 4th now?
Yeah.
I'll move that we adopt the Finance Committee budget calendar as presented.
With the addition.
The dates on red, including April 4th at 7:15, hopefully, April 22nd at 7:15, and May 2nd at 7:15.
Yep, that's fine.
And so Amanda made the motion, Bob Morris seconded it. Any further discussion? Seeing none? What?
Ross?
Yes.
It's Cassell.
Yes.
I just want to make note that April 4th is a Board of Ed meeting.
What time?
6:30.
Yeah,
6:30. Oh, it's probably moved up because it's spring break.
It was spring break there.
Yeah, it got moved up.
Now, let me ask you a simple question. Does it make a difference if we moved it to the 3rd? I mean,
it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
I mean, it depends on what other meetings are going on, but I have no
problem. There's virtually nothing is on Wednesdays. Yeah.
Planning and zoning.
Yeah, yeah, first.
They're not the first.
They're not the first.
Yeah, not the first. No, they're Yeah, they're later. I don't think that.
They want to move it to the 3rd. Yeah. You want to amend your motion?
4th to April 3rd at 7:15.
And I will accept that amendment.
So Amanda modified her amendment and Bob seconded the modified amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous by all those present. And then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
That was quick.
Competition going. Obsession.
You're beaten. So then we got a second, and then let's just vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned at 8:30.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Chairman. Nice job.
8:30. Good night.
No, 45. It's now 15.
Oh, 8:30.